I'm calling this one in even though I'm not very inspired. I just want to stay on a consistent path. I guess you can't be inspired all the time. This is something I started on September 15. I took another crack at it on November 7th, another on November 21. Now I'm back at it on June 26th. It's actually based around Calvary Cemetery, but I took the identifying names out of it. The highway is the Kosciuszko. As before, I'm calling this in from a phone booth. Door is closed, the light is on, but the fan does not work. Sunset flows through a sticky Florida shot glass. A shoplifted tchotchka from my pre-liquor past. The whiskey thimble is adorned with clip art palm trees, a hot sun, beach towels, the hardened remains of Maker's Mark. I walk through the shuttered graveyard with empty glass, using it as a stethoscope on the mausoleums of the forgotten rich. I listen for pulses from marble crypts and plastic flowers, mumbling sweet shot through my dry throat of drowsy inconsequence. I sweep up the weekday's whiskey clashes, assembling crushed and pointless childhoods with summary complaints of secrecies lingering in caskets and under the beds of families' bony histories, stashed on invisible internet shelves. Night gobbled day, and I stare through the tombs, blinking at hovering silences in the great infested sky, frowning hard and dumb at the pimpled horizon, listening for beautiful tyranny in miles of silent thunder. I travel far without leaving the ground or exiting the yard. My longest stares and strangest anxieties traveled, grandest and most precocious, through the lingering light of the dead. My trip home from the graveyard spanned alleys and driveways, stained to their spine by organized darkness, blubbering exotic filth of sewers and jazzless lovers. I listened for slicing up the silence, but darkness drowned. Lingering phrases spoken by strangers dangle in the vacuum, resisting extinction with posthumous sex and political slander, timed like victories of anarchist runners with too many legs. I strand myself under the highway, absorbing the thicket of pompous thuds from vehicles overhead. The wet rumble slithers to my ground like the tongues of first kisses. Nothing else in my life sounds like this, no other place. I hear casinos of sugar, gold jungles, and God. Days begin and end as one. 5 days become 5 days. 10 years become 10 years. A million lives become one as we listen to the stories and lies told through powdery masks. There is nothing under the highway, nothing for the sane and nothing for the cradled. The emptiness raises my mind to strident measures, burning the void with holy ideas crowded by cruelty. It moves, instinctively conspires, gathers on top of time, but simultaneously disintegrates. Yesterday grins at me like a hollow tease, a voided transaction of experience once transcribed by shotgun reporters but soon redacted from communal accounts of reality. Through the night-stained blasts of whistling traffic, I heard unknown missiles seeking and circling, but never bombing their targets. I rest on my inflated sense of importance, inhaling vanities and exhaling praise into clouds of humiliated dismay, the exhalation itself a selfish exhaust, demanding attention. far I got. A couple of verses could go. And I just noticed that I used the word self twice in the last few words there. And that was not intentional. Well, I hope the call didn't break up like yesterday's did, but in fact, I might call this in again to the other number.